Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? I just want to say welcome to Soar Every Day, the podcast. It's my radio show hosted by me, PDP. I want to say, first, God is good, God is great. What we got coming up for you today, Texas Tech wins. Petersburg Buffalo loses in their first away game and first game of the 2017 season. Also, we got some high school Oklahoma football recap that will be given by my brothers, Jacob and Josh Richardson. So we're going to talk to them here in a few. But here goes an inspirational clip by Mr. Eric Thomas, baby. You owe you.
You can't make me want what I don't want. You can't dangle something in front of my face that's, I don't want that. And many of you are taking anything because you don't know what you want. And so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. I had no business eating out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, eat, look at your shirt. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Let me tell y'all, I'm not from New Zealand, guys. Come on, listen to me very closely. I'm not from New Zealand, but I know about, let me say it this way so I can help you. I know about what team. I've never seen All Blacks play a day in my life. I've never been to the stadium. Where's the stadium? Help me out. Where's the stadium? Okay, I'm going. See what you see what I did? I've never been to the stadium. You're like, Eric, the stadium? That's Hobbit that way, Eric. That's not the stadium. The stadium is this way. I've never been there a day in my life. And if you watch some of my videos, I have All Blacks in my videos. Why? Because they're what? They're winners. And when you're a winner, you don't even stay in your own little town. When you're a winner, winning spreads. So everybody, I got videos where I'm like, y'all, I don't really know how to show my passion. Somebody said, get the All Blacks. Ah! I'm like, yep, that's what I need, All Blacks. Yep, I need the All Blacks. I need to, why? Because they say what I'm saying. They just said it in rugby. I'm like, woo, that's a violent sport. Their passion is all over there. Why? Because winners win. And I can't explain it to you, but you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, you go from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000 to 7,000. You remember, see? From 7 to 10. Nothing changed. We're still in the basement. We don't have a building. We still use the garage for all of our products. We don't have business cards. We don't have a 5-year plan. We don't have a 3-year plan. How do you do it then? We wake up and grind. Winners win. I focus more on winning than I focus on structure. I focus on winning. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. And if you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side. You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. Now, for real, I'm going to say it again. Like, somebody gave you a guarantee, $30, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was going to make, in 30 days, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. And when you get to the point where you can say you let you down, I don't care. Listen to me, no disrespect. I don't care about Glenn. That's not why I do what I do. And I love Glenn. I don't come here and do what I do so Glenn can affirm me, so he can give me a pat on my back. I care more about me than I care about what Glenn thinks about me.
You, if that don't get you amped up, I don't know what will. Let me give a shout out to Eric Thomas on that, man, on that segment. He says, you owe you. How can you expect somebody to guarantee you something when you can't even guarantee yourself something, man? So, Thomas right there, the hip-hop, what do you call himself, the hip-hop preacher. But on the line, I got two of my brothers, Jacob and Josh. What's up, you guys?
Doing pretty good, man.
What's up, DJ?
Already. What's up, man? You doing all right?
Yeah, man, we're doing good. We just excited to be on the show tonight. Got a little bit of some scores to drop down, and
all right,
happy to do it.
That's what's up, man. And hey, I haven't heard PJ in a minute. I got that kind of threw me for a loop right there. That's what's up, man. But yeah. Yeah, but on the line, man, I do got two of my younger brothers, Jacob and Josh Richardson. And first off, I'm gonna let the listeners know something about you. So you go ahead and get the air, Josh, and then Jacob, you go next. All right.
All right. Yeah, my name is Josh Richardson from Porter, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Born and raised in Wagner County. I am currently a college student going to nursing school, as well as co-owning a family business with my mother in Coweta, Oklahoma.
All right. Yes. That's what's up.
Yeah, this is Jacob Richardson, his little brother. I just grew up playing basketball, and now I'm going to college for Connors, and I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go and try to get in a nursing school.
That ain't Jacob. Who was that?
Hey, little man growing up.
Jacob. Yeah, I know, ain't he? Both of y'all, my little big brother. Jacob, you still be on the weights, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm lifting about 325 now, getting a little big, you know.
Right. No, that's what's up, man. Shout out to you guys, man. But, yeah, man, these are my little bros, man. I still remember when they used to play around. They had this little castle back in the house in our living room. Them boys used to terrorize the house and go run up under the bed when the daddy go running with the belt. Boy, I tell you, but they done grown up now. So you guys got the high school, Oklahoma high school sports for me. Yeah, go ahead and break them off, Josh.
Oh, yeah, just starting off with some 6A football. Here on the northeast side of Oklahoma, we're going to have the Broken Arrow Tigers losing for the second straight week, falling to the Carroll Dragons from Texas 21-14 in a clash between the Spartans and Trojans. Bixby defeats Jinx 35-18. Furthermore, in the SIC Class 6A, the Muskogee Roughers take down the McAllister Buffaloes 54-0. Moving on to Class 4A, the defending state champs, Wagner Bulldogs, settle the bittersweet rivalry with the Coweta Tigers, defeating them 41-27. And then off to Jacob for the 2A and Class A recap.
All right, thank you, Josh. Starting here in 2A, the defending champs lose for the second straight week to Destiny Christian, 64-14. Also in 2A, the number one ranked Millwood Falcons defeat Star Spencer Bobcats 54-6, and the number two ranked Holland Hall Dutch defeat Cassia Hall 21-7. All right, moving on to Class A, the defending champs Hominy Bucks open the season losing to Cleveland 28-6, and the Porter Pirates defeat the Quinton Savages 42-12. And that is the scores for Class 2A and Class A Oklahoma football.
Oh, that's what's up. I see you guys right there, man. Thank y'all for those recaps right there. So, broken out on loss to, you say, the Carroll Dragons, Josh?
The Carroll Dragons.
You know, I was actually watching them week one against, who did they play? Tulsa Union, because they were playing on ESPN. Broken Arrow Tigers was against Tulsa Union and Broken Arrow, man. And like I said, it was a good game. But, Tulsa Union, what they won state last year. And then, I was intrigued by how the Broken Arrow Tigers actually stayed in that game and fought for it. But I'm not really surprised if them guys lost to Carroll Dragons. I think they're going to have a pretty mediocre kind of year. But you guys went to Porter High School, right?
Yes.
Already. Yeah. So I want to know about that rival between Coweta and Wagner. Like, did you guys hear any more details about that game? I know our cousin Aubrey, they still live in Wagner, right?
Yes. It was a nail-biter for the first half. Going into halftime, it was tied. The Wagner Bulldogs started to pull away with a tougher defense, and ultimately the offense sealed the deal in the fourth quarter.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, that's cool. Let me thank you guys for that Oklahoma Sports Recap. You guys want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
Place close to home. Take care. Coweta, Oklahoma. Caring for our loved ones. Thank you.
Already. And go ahead and shout your mom's business out again.
That's a place close to home adult daycare, Coweta, Oklahoma, providing nursing activities and long-term care alternative for adults 18 and older with disabilities, as well as the senior population.
All righty, that sounds good with that. And where can prospective clients reach you guys at?
We have a phone number, 918-279-0060. Our web address is www.aplaceclosetohome.com.
All righty, man. Shout out to your mom and shout out to you guys' business. You guys heard that, man. Go ahead and give these guys a call if you're in Coweta, Oklahoma, or in the surrounding areas. If you need some assistance with, like, your old grandma that's getting on your nerves, they're always keeping too hot in the house. You might say, Granny, it might be time to go. Or you know what I'm saying? Or the daddy might be getting on your nerves. Or he's just sitting around with that dip cup, just dipping and spitting, getting his spit everywhere. Yeah, just tell him, I got a place for y'all that's on the low. But no, I'm just saying, thank you guys, Josh and Jacob. Go ahead and feel free. You guys can feel free to stay on the line if you like and chime in on some things today. But what I'm talking about today, man, Texas Tech won. And guess what the score was? Well, we said the score was 56-10. But, yo, the Eagles, they played against I done lost my track of thought. Talking about the Texas Tech, Eastern Washington. Yeah, Eastern Washington, that's who they played. That's who they played against, Eastern Washington Eagles. And they just got off the line. After the Eagles scored the 10 points, man, it was all pretty much all Texas Tech. They started out kind of slow, but the new quarterback, Nick Schimmelnick, came out and did his thing. Justin Stockton and others, man, came out and did some things offensively, especially QT, man. He had a great run. But the defense is leading in turnovers after week one. And I just got to say, big shout-out to them Tech boys, man. They play Arizona State University here in the LBK. Next week, they are on a bye this week. So we're going to figure out We're going to see how they're going to do next week. Also, and last year against Arizona State, I will believe that was last year, the year before. It wasn't too pretty. I believe the running back scored, what, 7-8 touchdowns in one game? I was like, dang, did they even show up? So I know they got a, I know they got some starters in now for that. So they, I believe that game is at, is on the 16th at 7 p.m., so I have to go do that. Oh, I have a huge announcement to about Texas Tech I'm going to make, but I'm not going to go ahead and announce it right now. You know what people do. They see what you're doing and try to undercut you and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and wait my announcement on that. So, but also that night on the 16th, I will be having my first comedy show. It's Petey Pete's comedy show, the things I can't say on the radio, you know. So that's going to be at Jake's Back Room at 9 o'clock on September 16th. So if you're in the LBK or in Petersburg or around here in the surrounding cities, go ahead and feel free to come check me out. If you want to laugh, you don't have to do food, have some drink, and bringing the comedy show, the comedy scene here to the LBK. You know what I'm saying? Just like Eric Thomas said, man, you can't sit around and be a victim and kind of wait for things to happen. You need to go ahead and make them happen right off TOP, and that's right off top. You feel me? Also, speaking of Petersburg actually suffered a loss in their first. In their first game of the 2017 season, they went ahead and went down to Gale County Coyotes, I believe that name is, man. And they were actually the reigning champs, defending state champion, state champions in Class 1A here in Texas. And Petersburg's actually number 7. But the Coyotes, they came out ready to play. I thought I was going to miss the town, but it was like a little depth off in between here in Lubbock and Post. And I was like, well, where is it at? You know, it's on the back roads, you know, where you can go 100 miles per hour and won't nobody notice you or go missing, won't nobody see you or find you for a long time. That's how the way there. But once we got there, man, the stadium is nice. It's gorgeous. It kind of reminded me of UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso. I remember I played there in 2006. Well, when I was playing for Tech in 2006, and we barely won that game, but it was a great atmosphere. It was cool weather, not too hot, not too cold. So, but yeah, man, shout out to Borden County, man. But even though they did give it to my Petersburg Buffaloes and kept them to a goose egg, but also if you go to our SOAR Facebook page, they also just lost their band director, Mr. C. So what we're going to do is go and give 5 seconds of silence for him. Yes, rest in peace, Mr. C. You can go to our video on Facebook. You can see him. This is his last video, I mean, that we got of him. Man, life is so short. When I saw the post about him passing, he asked me to hold, I think, the microphone, you know, and had never met me before, nothing like that. It just felt comfortable with me, you know, helping me help him with his band. And, man, all I can say, man, it just came as a total shock. So if you guys were able to wake up today, this morning, or the afternoon, whenever you wake up, man, just be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you have. Also, in the Big 12 world, the Texas Longhorns, shaking my head, man, head coach Tom Herman. Oh, man. He switched over to the Longhorns, which is alma mater, you know what I mean? And he said it's all about the marathon and not the sprint. He's saying that right after they took a big L by Maryland. You know, Maryland started off strong but finished stronger, man. So you can actually watch that game because, I feel bad for Charlie Strong, but I understand, you know, Charlie Strong went there to try to clean house, trying to clean up the program, and didn't end up doing too well. So I was excited for Tom Herman, too. Yeah, whenever he comes in, but I'm starting to realize, man, it might not be the coaching, but that's why you play the game, you know what I mean? That's why you play the game, that's why you step in between those white lines. But, man, I'll give a shout-out to the Longhorns. Maybe they might bounce back. They may bounce back, who knows? But Texas A&M, woo, they coach Kevin Sumlin is on the hot seat. They blew a 34-point lead to UCLA. I'm like, how did they do that? And whenever you see the highlights, it's like, it's almost like God might be coming out of them because I'm just like, yo, I was like, the way they're making catches like that, man, it's almost like it's only one person that's in control of that, and that's God. It's like, how did that do? It's almost reminding me of Angels in the Outfield. Y'all remember that movie Angels in the Outfield, where just crazy stuff, they make these crazy catches. and things that happen to the players, and I'm watching the highlights. I'm just like, goodness gracious, what's going on here? Touchdown, dude, fall. UCLA catch a touchdown. I'm like, wait, hey, you know what they say? When God is with you, who can be against you? They can try their best to be against you, man. And you know, I'm not gonna go there. But yes, I am. You know what I mean? A person could not be thinking about the next man because he focused on his own self, which is the man, and then start to succeed and progress. But the other people too busy worried about him or what he's doing, and then they try to dilute what he's doing. And next thing you know, that when you try to break a man down for your kind of success, that success will not stay. So that's why they say, when God is with you, who can be against you? Well, for those who might be going through something with some people or some haters or whatever, you're getting a little easy feeling. Because sometimes when you get in that tunnel vision, you ain't even worried about nobody else. You're just too busy. You got your nose dug in that book, and you just keep studying. But all of a sudden, then when you keep hearing from somebody, or so-and-so said this about you, or so-and-so keeps bringing this issue up, or so-and-so this, and so-and-so that, you know, just put on your shades, man. But what I call them hater blocks. You know what I'm saying? Put on them hater blockers and keep on moving. Because if anybody hating on you, then you ain't doing nothing to begin with. You feel me? And everybody ain't going to like you. A lot of people can't even handle success. A lot of people are not going to like you. A lot of people are not going to like what you do. They might be only for what you do because they can benefit from you. But that don't mean they like you. You know what I mean? And so that's why I believe certain people are cut from a different kind of cloth. You know what I'm saying? As much I've been reading this Joel Osteen book. And ironically, ever since I started reading this book, people start talking about how him and his wife is under fire for scamming people for money. Or now his church was too late for opening up for the Hurricane Harvey victims. I'm not saying what he did was right or if any of it's true, because it's all allegations. But when you got a following and people can, man, especially with the social media, people can edit and do all these things, man. And get people to believe in you, to believe them and stuff, and then it's kind of tarnishing your name, knowing that you have a family as well. So man, if you're going through that, man, just try to stay positive. I try my best to stay positive as well, man, because you know no one's perfect. We're all human, you know. But yeah, that's enough with that. And yo, word on the street is Ezekiel Elliott, Eazy-E. He will play game one. Against the New York Giants. Shout out to Robert Thomas, man. Robert Thomas is a Muskogee rougher, along with high school lad. I believe he's going into his fourth year is what he said on his Facebook. But that's who the Cowboys will be playing, the New York Giants. Ezekiel Elliott went to court today in Sherman, Texas, and I stopped there one time at McDonald's, and I knew not to stop there anymore. And a lot of people, because I could play football here in Lubbock, and coming from Muskogee to Lubbock, you go through Sherman. And it only took me one time to stop there, and I knew I couldn't. I was like, ooh, I better make sure my car's gassed up. I better make sure I don't got to stop in Sherman for nothing, because that's one place I was scared to stop. Went to McDonald's once, and I got a vibe. Everybody know the vibe that you get. It's like, no. I don't think I need to be up in here, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but shout out to Ezekiel Elliott. But let's not go against the fact that, you know, these are allegations about what he's doing, domestic violence. So some people that's doing all this shouting and woo-hoo, you know, because suspicion has not been upheld yet. You know, he just gets to play in game one, but they're still working on that. But if he is guilty, let's make sure he does get his suspension, because that's domestic violence is no good either way it goes. All righty, so we're going to see how them Cowboys going to look on week one, though. I'm still going to sit my TV out and grill and chill, you know, God willing. But it's that, man. Let me give a big shout-out to Jonathan Jacob, giving that Oklahoma High School recap. Shout-out to you guys that's listening. Shout-out to Petersburg Buffaloes as well. They will be playing Meadow High School this Saturday in Petersburg. I will be broadcasting it live as well. And if you go to the rest of my episodes, you can hear me broadcast their prior game from week one. I'm excited to be the voice of that team. And we have decided to dedicate this game to Mr. C, which is the band director who passed away from Petersburg. So do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. And just so you know, If people hating on the low, maybe you might be just doing something right. And if you wake up in the morning, that's God's gift to you, and that's why it's called the present. be yourself, stay true to yourself, everybody is out. And I said be yourself, stay true to yourself, everybody else is taken. And peace, and I'm out.